Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of our Career Corner podcast. My name is Barb Gehring, career coach with the University Advising and Career Development Center. My coworker, Rebecca Gatewood, is joining me today to cover some things to think about in your junior year. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
One of our most attended events each year is our Student Employment Fair. This is no surprise since many students need to make money while attending college. I mention that because one of the topics we're discussing today is all about students seeking student employment opportunities. Rebecca, can you please provide our listeners with some tips on what steps they should take if they're interested in working on campus? For example, do they need to complete an I-9? What forms are needed? Do they know when they are available to work? How to find jobs? All of those things around student employment. If you could give some advice, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So if students are interested in working on campus, I highly recommend they use Handshake. So Handshake is our online resource for job postings, and every EMU student has an account. You just need to sign in with your EMU credentials. Once you're on the site, you can search under Eastern Michigan University for current job openings. I also recommend students look at different departments' websites for current openings, such as EMU Dining and Campus Life, as they post their job openings directly on their sites. For undergrad students that receive financial aid, they also may be eligible for work study. So work study allows students to work on campus, but the money paid to the student is funded through the federal government and EMU instead of the department they work for. So to see if you're eligible for work study, students need to complete the FAFSA and select that they are interested in work study on that form. If a student is not sure if they selected that on their FAFSA or if any have any questions about it, they can contact the financial aid office and they'll be able to help. There are some on-campus positions that are available only to students with work study, so it's really worth checking out to see if you're eligible. So if a student gets an on-campus job, first of all, congratulations. And so you'll need to complete the first section of the I-9 form. So the I-9 form is a required employment verification document, and that's located on the University Advising and Career Development Center website, which is emich.edu/UACDC. The second thing they'll need to do is stop by our office at 200 McKinney Hall and complete section 2 of the I-9 form in person. So they'll need to bring a picture ID and the original document that verifies their eligibility to work in the United States. That's typically a birth certificate or a Social Security card. Again, you need to bring the original document. If they have a passport, they can use that as well, and that's all you'll need to bring. The only difference is if you're an international student, you'll need to bring your passport, your I-94, and your I-20.
That is really great information, Rebecca. A lot for students to do before they start working on campus, but definitely important for them to know ahead of time. Let's cover what a student will need to do if they want to become a leader in their student org. What are some things to consider when pursuing a leadership position in a student organization?
Yeah, so I think leadership positions are a great way to start building leadership, critical thinking, problem solving, and teamwork during your college experience. And these are skills that employers look for, and you'll be able to provide examples of that on your resume. It's important that students practice self-awareness so they understand themselves and the effect their behaviors have on others. And that's what these positions teach. So also, if you are running for a position, this is a chance to kind of practice getting to know yourself, describing your strengths, and that's necessary when you go into interviewing. So it's an interviewing skill you'll be able to practice right away. Another great thing to consider about getting into leadership is that you'll have a bigger voice in the organization. You'll get more say on how things are run, a chance to advocate for others, and then potentially add more events and other things that you want to see that you might not have been able to do if you weren't in an active leadership role in the organization. I was also thinking about how leadership positions give students more networking opportunities with faculty, other organizations, and other leaders. So being a student leader is just a great opportunity, and it's not about being perfect, but it's a really great way to have a chance to grow those skills and learn from your mistakes and being a part of a team.
Thank you so much for that, Rebecca. Those are some really sound pieces of advice, and something students should consider is finding those opportunities to grow those skills. For my listeners, be sure to tune in to our next episode as John Carlson introduces Engaging in Your Junior Year Part 2. In this episode, we will discuss how to effectively use LinkedIn to build your network and look for employment opportunities, More information on informational interviews and attending job fairs to seek internships and networking opportunity. As always, Eagles, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, we support your goals.